And we are back here on Out of the Woods. I don't know what it is about guests and what I play on the show, but I always seem to have a really healthy dose of folks who've played here on the show before. I think I've already played about three of them up to this point, and I'm about to play another for you. Mr. Bo Thayer was here over the summer, right before the festival he runs up there in Vermont. He was down here. He's talking about coming back again. He has a new release coming out in March, but we're going to take a track from one of his older ones now, and it's called Maintenance for Mood Swings. And we're about to hear a song for the highway. So if you are out there traveling up Route 89, Bo Thayer is going to sing one for you right now. And I do think this one is even about New Hampshire's portion of Route 89. 89 runs from Bo, New Hampshire, all the way up through Vermont and eventually hits Canada. But he calls this one To Live Freak and Die on Route 89. Here's Bo Thayer on Out of the Woods.
They're waltzing on high from the cosmos for a fleeting moment when time took off, flew us through our early years, dropped us back off, dropped us back off. Trying to be free, and there's nothing you can do. And you feel you've been deceived, you best believe with lies behind the truth, with lies behind the truth. Law of the land, law of the state, out on Route 89. I was traveling down the highway with my guard turned off, and I lost my freedom to a grafting cop. Now I pleaded as he cuffed me, he threw me in the cage, pieced my past together with a ball of red tape. And I had this crazy feeling, this was no mistake. Is someone ready up there to try? See how much that I can. Oh, how much can I take? When you're trying to be free, there's nothing you can do. You feel you've been deceived, you best believe the lies behind the truth. The lies behind the truth. The lies behind the truth. Flowed past my youth, I'm going back to the sticks, back to the rocks, and back to the mud. follow me wherever I want. Wherever I want. And you're trying to be free, and there's nothing you can do. Feel you've been deceived, you best believe what lies behind.
Trestle Bridge, 12 fine horses stood. Masked men shivered in the cold on the ridge, not far from the Glendale Wood. The brass lamp shone from the swaying train when the driver saw the red light. Her iron brakes sparked like silvery rain, and the meadows screamed through the night. The baggage man peered out to look for the cause, when fear froze up his heart. He was staring down the barrel of an army colt that threatened to tear him apart. We will burn your train to cinders, so throw the money on down. Open up your damn express car and jump down to the ground. But we won't touch that old Pullman, she's Southern. They scrambled aboard. Men was a-sweating and the women shed tears, and a preacher prayed to the Lord. When they opened the safe, there was nothing for them, so they strode down through the train. What a miserable sight, these desperate men robbing old folks from the gold watch chain. And we will burn your train to cinders, so throw the money on down. Open up your damned express car and jump down to the ground. But we won't touch that old coal mine. Frank and Kim. Now some say the devil had taken his soul. Some say his spirit survived. But we all know he was nothing but a Missouri farm boy just fighting to stay alive. High above that railroad bed, on a ridge where the pines grow tall. If you listen to the wind, there's a ghost of a chance. You can still hear old Jesse call.
Kicked him when he was bad. Old King sure meant a lot to me, but that hound dog is history. King went running after deer, wasn't scared of jumping off the truck in high gear. King went a sniffing and he would go. Was the best old hound dog I ever did know. That old King was a friend of mine. Never knew a dog that was half as fine. I may find one, you never do know, 'cause I still got a long way to go. His name was King. I told the dog about everything. Old King sure meant a lot to me, but that hound dog is history. King went howling after deer, wasn't scared of jumping off the truck in high gear. King went a sniffing.
morning I fell out of bed. A banjo ringing in the back of my head. My traveling shoes was a click in the heel. I tapped the dancing out across the field. Southern wind with a cornbread whiff. I closed my eyes and I started to drift down the open road where my dreams are straight. A thousand times and I was on my way. Hey, so ring out the banjo and bring me home, my baby. So long gone, a homesick kid on the highway gone, and a banjo ringing, ringing. Ooh-wee, I'm coming home. Oh, yeah, late. I pulled my breeches and suspenders up. I tucked in the ends and swallowed a cup. I grabbed my pack and I swung it on my back. Hit the interstate and waved my hat. So ring out the banjo and bring me home, my baby. So long gone, a homesick kid on the highway gone, and a banjo ringing, ringing. I'm a coming home, home. Yeah, lady.
I just love that. That's great. Mark Bryan and his Folkabilly Bluesgrass and Banjo's Ringing and just fun, fun stuff. I love that entire CD. Just a real hoot there from Mark Bryan. Also, before that, we had one from Neil Young going back to the Harvest Moon CD and Old King. I've played that one before, but I always get a kick out of that, and I have to play another hokey banjo-y sort of tune afterwards just because that's the mood I get myself in when I play things like that, by golly. Levon Helm in there. We heard A Train Robbery from the last recording he did, which was a live one called Ramble at the Ryman. And nice stuff. We lost Levon this past year. Both there started off the set, though, To Live, Freak, and Die on Route 89. Yes, that highway going right outside my window here. And that's from his CD, Maintenance for Mood Swings. And we hope to have Bo in again fairly soon. He sent me an email recently saying he wanted to come back down. And hopefully next time he'll bring his banjo with him. And all that good stuff. Last time he was here, he had his little son River hanging off his arm while he was trying to play songs. And it was really a lot of fun. And he did well, even considering. If you go to the Out of the Woods Facebook page and search the photo albums there, you'll find an album dedicated to that visit. And you get to see little River hanging off of Bo's arm. Quite funny stuff. But anyway, you're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College in New London, New Hampshire. I'm Chip Calkard. We'll be with you till 9 o'clock local time here on a Friday night. If you're listening any other time, you're listening to the pre-recorded show on the Global Voice, perhaps, maybe Bob FM, BostonFreeRadio.com, or out there in California on Pine Cone Radio and Pine Mountain Club. Welcome aboard, everybody. Want to get in touch? outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com is the email address. Or if you're listening live and local, you can get in touch with me here at 526-3494. Gonna get into another bluegrassy sort of set here. Gonna send this whole set out to Maureen Schultz out there in the Bay Area. She was playing a whole bunch of John Hartford-inspired stuff last week on her program called Maureen's Cafe on the Global Voice, where she's a presenter. And I'm going to play one for her right now from Russell Moore, and third time out doing John Hartford's Gentle on My Mind on Out of the Woods.
Your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that have dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. And ivy planted on the columns now that binds me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Highways come between us, and some other woman crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone. I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and the summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from the gurgling, cracking cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cup cans, round a tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waving from the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Well, I sure do miss that good old electric washing machine. The one that we ain't got around here no more. And I sure do miss that big round tub and them stomping, swinging sounds. And I miss them groovy puddles on the floor. Just sits there in all of its glory on Monday morning, way over in the corner of the basement, going, But the old one went. when I see that brand new automatic washing machine. 'Cause I'm sentimental for the old machine still yet. 'Cause the old one really looks like a real live washing machine. But the new one just looks more like a television set. New one just sits there going, But the old one went.
The voice of John F. Morgan in the Ripley jailhouse singing hymns. Well, old Johnny might just be singing hymns this morning, 'cause this is gonna be a hanging day for him. Now people say that Johnny was a bad man, and that he had a name for being mean. He took a hatchet one cold very morning. He killed two children and the widow Green. 5,000 people gathered there in Ripley, invited by the sheriff, J.O. Shin. Having fun and drinking moonshine liquor, and listening to old Johnny singing hymn. The day dawned cold in Ripley, West Virginia. The scaffold stood in silence in a field. Johnny kept on singing in the jailhouse, waiting there to eat his final meal. Then rumors started flying through the gathering that John F. Morgan might get his reprieve. The people started yelling for the sheriff, afraid they'd miss what all they'd come to see. But J.O. Shin, the sheriff of Jackson County, afraid that such a thing could have been done, said, I said there was gonna be a hanging, and I still mean it, there's a gonna be one. They led John Morgan from the Ripley jailhouse, and he rode through the happy life and crowd. But when John Morgan stepped upon the scaffold, they grew quiet when he tipped his hat and bowed. They listened to the preacher say the last words. They fixed the noose and tied John Morgan's hand. The signal came and someone sprang the death trowel, and sent John Morgan to another land.
The last public hanging in old West Virginia, a true story written in this song.
On the 16th of December in 1897, John F. Morgan paid the price for doing wrong.
Revenue officers are coming, gonna tear your still house down. Well, the first time I saw Dolly Corey, she was standing on the banks of the sea. A 44 around her body and a banjo on her knee. Dig a hole, dig a hole in the meadow. And her stockings were in her hand, a little bare feet on the floor. Go away, Dolly Corey. Won't you quit hanging round my bed? Corn echoes ruin my body. Pretty women have gone to my head. Preaching chorus, funeral in some lonesome graveyard ground. So wake up, Doc Corey. Go on and get my gun. I'm not a man for fighting, but I'll die.
Trout Steak Revival. What a name for a band, huh? Trout Steak Revival. And Darlin Corey there, their take on the old standard. And that's from their CD called Flight, which just came out a few weeks ago. Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs in there. We heard The Last Public Hanging in West Virginia. And John Hartford in there with the good old electric washing machine. I was talking to Maureen about which version. She played a version on her program last week, and it was the same one I was almost going to play on mine this week, and we both were not happy with what we were able to come up with. I used to have this disc, and I went out and found it again, called Me Oh My, How the Time Does Fly, a John Hartford anthology. And it's a much later version of Good Old Electric Washing Machine, circa 1943. And I had to play it this week because we just replaced our washing machine. Ours didn't make those sounds that he was talking about, though. Ours made a sound which was more like bam, 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 something like that. And it would walk across the floor and almost knock over the hot water heater. So it was definitely time to swap it out for a new one. So our new one actually does sound like his new one. Goes, but it doesn't make the squishy sounds or anything like that. But anyway, John Hartford, great stuff there. Russell Moore in Third Time Out started off the set from a new one called Timeless Hits from the Past. And they were doing John Hartford's Gentle on My Mind there for you. Well, you're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College in New London, New Hampshire. It's time for the mid-show break, so we will be right back after this.